Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Cut the Shark in the Tent Report, weekend edition. It's been a while since I broadcast on a late Saturday night. Love broadcasting on late Saturday nights. It is a lot to squeeze in for this 40-minute broadcast. And next month, I start back broadcasting on longer shows, more music, plus PSAs. A big shout-out to those of you that marched for babies this morning here in Mississippi, in Madison, Mississippi. I see one of my childhood friends, she and her family had a blast in Atlanta doing their thing to support March for Babies. You know, I play the PSA for March of Dimes often, and so the event was held nationwide this morning. So a big shout-out to everyone that participated, but before going any further, how about those Dallas Mavericks? Oh, my God. I was watching the game, and unbelievable, Monte Ellis, you know, he's a Jackson native, straight out of Lanier High School right here in Jackson, Mississippi, doing his thing. I've always known that he would be an asset to the Dallas Mavericks, even when he was playing for Golden State, and he's doing his thing. I loved it when he walked up to Mark Cuban and gave him a big hug. And that Vince Carter, yes, indeed. That's who did the thing, right? I mean, the Mavericks, teamwork. I love the Spurs. I mean, I love my Texas teams, my Louisiana, my Florida teams, the Memphis Grizzlies. But that was awesome, 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 awesome right there. Yes, indeed. So congratulations to the Mavs. Congratulations to the Spurs, because that was an awesome game. I only seen that. I would have been doing other things, and then I was on the internet and checking out Mavs and Spurs news, and then I'm like, wait a second. I had it on Bravo TV and was busy doing a lot of other work, and oh, wait a minute, I need to watch the game. And it was time for our evening news. So I had turned the channel, and I was like, wait a second. We only have a minute and 29 seconds left. Or like a minute and 49 seconds. Then it was at 29 seconds. And I'm like, wait a second. I better turn the channel. I have a feeling something interesting is going to happen. And sure enough, it did. Wow, wow, wow. I'm telling you guys. And I see Twitter. Twitter sphere is going crazy with Vince Carter and Monte, like it's nobody's business, but it's definitely been teamwork. When you're playing the Spurs, you got to be, because the Spurs, they definitely have good work ethics and play good ball. But, you know, I've been saying for years, I even have said to Mark through correspondence and on the internet, that the thing is to beat the Spurs, because the year that they won the championship, they played Oklahoma, which was a tough team to play. They didn't have to play the Spurs to get to the championship. But you know what? I feel that by Dallas, I don't want to, whatever. We don't know who's going to win. The Spurs are the Mavericks. That's what this is all about. But the Mavericks, they beat the Spurs during this playoff series right now and move forward. It's going to be so awesome because they're definitely proving what kind of team they are, the caliber of team that they are. You know, and to be honest, Mavericks can even become a stronger team because I was telling my mom the other day, I'm like Monte Ellis and the other teammates, everybody's real cool, but they still need like two more key players. But they're doing the darn thing. I've been saying damn thing. They're doing the darn thing. They're shutting stuff down, going and coming. But this is very interesting. I mean, this season is just as interesting as last season, and I'm loving it like many of you. Now, I didn't get a chance to catch, I guess during the broadcast, I'll be able to report the other scores because I know the Pacers were playing their thing, and then the Heat did their thing. So you can call in also if you want to, 714-409-0614, to talk about the week in review, hot topics. There's been a lot of news going on. I've been sharing and tweeting a lot of information. I am broadcasting from my new iPad, my new mini iPad. So big shout out to T-Mobile. Love T-Mobile. Been a devoted, loyal customer to T-Mobile since 07. So big shout out to T-Mobile. My iPad mini is cool. The iPad Air is cool, but I have the mini, and it has its place in my life, especially for business and professionally. I see the fun in it, but it is definitely a blessing for my business life and professionally. I'm loving it. I'm going to put down some songs and lyrics and everything on this. I'm loving it. I'm going to play a little bit more of the intro song, Minstrel Cycle. I need to add new songs. I am loving something else also. Prince's newest track was released earlier this week, The Breakdown. I love this song. Anybody who knows me knows how I love Paul Stanley of the lead singer Kiss. He was my first crush as a little girl, you know. And then Prince was like my second, like, oh my God, you know. But I've loved me some Paul Stanley since I was like 3 years old, honestly. My mother, my aunt, my sister, everybody would tell you how much I've loved Kiss and Paul Stanley. And congratulations to them also. Can't wait to see the broadcast of I don't have HBO. I need to call and get HBO, like every network but HBO. I need to call and get HBO because that's the network that's going to air the rock and roll ceremony, right? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. But back to Prince. I'm happy that he and Warner Brothers have reunited so we can hear some of our favorite tunes. Now, but I was thinking, I need to correct myself because last time I talked about Prince's deal with Warner Brothers, I said something about new music and new vault music. That probably would be done independently with MPG. I think the deal is to reissue Purple Rain and other music that he had had, but I'm quite sure that he and Warner Brothers have music that they need to release also, because I'm always talking about this. I want to hear tunes from the vault, and not just tunes that Prince sing, but tunes that he's penned, tunes of his proteges throughout the years. I want to hear those songs in the vault, and I know I'm not alone, right? I know I'm not. And Super Excited. Hey, you all been hearing the breaking news tonight? Seeing the breaking news? I've been getting all kind of emails and seeing on Twitter and all of this. George Clooney is engaged. So congratulations, George Clooney. Isn't that something? Congratulations. He's engaged. That is just super. I know. That's like the talk of the internet tonight, besides sports and other stories. But it's good to see good news and your good news over the sad, sad news that we also been just bombarded with this weekend and this past week also. But again, I thank you so much for tuning in. Was dealing with some technical difficulties. That's why I hadn't broadcast since I think like since earlier this week. So I was dealing with technical difficulties with Wi-Fi and other things. My Comcast internet wasn't working. Then it came back on. I was having trouble with my internet mobile with my T-Mobile. So hopefully that would be situated soon. And then it was just something else going on technically. So it should be, everything is back right. You see that and hear that. I'm rocking and rolling with my iPad and everything. So next month we'll start broadcasting longer shows with music. And you guys have been sending me some awesome music. I've been listening to music this evening. And wow, you guys have sent me private tracks and tracks that I can play on the show and add to the playlist. I'm going to resume broadcasting on my Springer profile, also on my Springer channel soon. And also, you guys know I love to write and I love to blog, and that's something I haven't been doing the way I should. Those of you that visit my Tumblr page, you probably want to see more blogging. Those of you that used to network with me on MySpace, you know how much I love to blog, and then with my other blogs also. Matter of fact, I need to bring my sports blogs back to life, because never know, because there's some interviews that I have been wanting, not just on air here on Blog Talk Radio, but also for print. Sports is everywhere, and so gotta talk. And I like to share the facts. So it's a lot of sports news. It's a lot of stuff just going on. But this is Saturday night, and just a chill night. I just thought, well, what the heck, why not enjoy tonight with my friends, supporters, listeners of the show. Big shout-out to my fellow cohorts here and the staffers here at blogtalkradio.com, and listeners and those of you that I effectively network with. Had an awesome time this past Monday morning. My district sales manager, Charlotte Hogue, you know, I'm an Avon lady, and Charlotte Hogue, my district sales manager out of Brandon, Mississippi, and Avon Guy, another district sales manager who represents the Delta area, Jeremy Moore, they host an awesome networking business rally meeting for us regarding our second quarter. And it was so inspiring and so informative and so much fun. We have so many awesome products, new and old, for those of you who love Avon or want to know more about Avon products. So I just wanted to shout them out, also in my cohorts, if it was in Avon couples, Avon guys, Avon girls, and everybody in between, because it was just so awesome. And those of you that in New York that I tweet with and on Twitter and network with, just all around the world, Avon is worldwide, and I love networking with the Avon community. I've been an entrepreneur since I was a little girl, and Avon was one of my first entrepreneurial endeavors as a preteen. And it's kind of weird that, you know, I'm back working with Avon, because I worked with other companies successfully, Fashion Fair, cosmetics. I worked, you know, as a counter manager and as a makeup artist. And I love traveling here in Mississippi within the state. And also, I would travel to, like, Monroe sometimes as a makeup artist. And I always had the blast of a good time. And I worked freelance, too. I worked with Floyd Roberts. And I've worked with Egomaris. I have some Egomaris. And also Alouette Cosmetics. But I love fun of just cosmetics and beauty, and some of my other favorite cosmetics are Iman. I do love Clinique. There's a drugstore brand called Black Radiance that I think is wonderful. But I'm checking out. My consultant at T-Mobile, my current consultant at T-Mobile, when I walked in, you know how T-Mobile has the pink brand colors? She had the pink lipstick to match her pink work shirt at T-Mobile, rocking. And it was a color from MAC Cosmetics. And she told me the color, Candy something, but it was literally that hot pink color, fuchsia color of T-Mobile. I thought that was so cool. That's really cool. You know, your customers like to see that, like to see their peeps, their salespeople do their thing and represent well, and I thought that was so awesome. But I'm going to play the rest of Minister's Cycle, and I was going to take the Dallas theme off, but with the ending, with the happy ending of today's game three with the Dallas Mavericks and the Spurs, I kept the Dallas theme on the playlist, and that would be the outro for today, for tonight. So thank you again for tuning in, and we'll talk a little bit more. You can call me. I'm going to the chat room right now. And I'm dropping my phone. I'm going to the chat room right now. I should have been in the chat room. And we'll go from there. Thank you so much again. Wow.
Yes.
That sounds so good. I'm reading emails as I'm broadcasting the show because you never know what breaking news you receive via email. And I received an email from an important person in my life, a relative of mine. Person might not want me to say where I received this, and I probably have this in my email, or maybe it's been shared with me on Facebook or whatever. But this is a letter from Rukia Lumumba, our late mayor. We have a new mayor, you guys know, Tony Yarber. Tony Yarber is our new mayor. He was sworn in a couple of days ago and already getting ready to get to work. He says he's going to help improve the morale of the city employee, the different departments, and maybe the different heads, and just keep everything going forward. But this is an email that that one of my loved ones has forwarded to me regarding the election, the runoff election. And it states that, dear supporters, family, and friends, it is with sincere and deep gratitude that I write to you for your overwhelming support, hard work, commitment, donations, and love. We may not be in the mayor's seat, but we are in the heart and minds of Jacksonians near and far. Because of you, Jackson, Mississippi is a better place. Because of your support of my father, Chokwe Lumumba, and my brother, Chokwe Antar Lumumba, Jackson has experienced transparent government that is led by the people and for the people. It is evident that the majority of people of Jackson want government that is inclusive. This is evident by the fact that Chokwe Antar Lumumba won the majority of the black votes in the runoff election, 65% to be exact. In addition to wanting inclusive government, Jacksonians still face the challenge of unifying Jackson across racial lines. And you know what? And I not only say, I'll be quiet. I'll continue reading this, and then I'll share my input. Racial lines. Chokwe Antar won the majority of the black vote, 65%. But he won a small percent, 10% of support from the white voters. There was a historic increase in white voter turnout in the runoff election. 70% of eligible white voters had in the runoff election, and 90% of those voters voted for Councilman Tony Yarber. This data tells us that we must not only unify Jackson, amen to that one, but we must also continue to stress the importance of voter participation in communities of color. This is specifically vital because people of color make up the majority of the city of Jackson and the county of Hinds. Their voices should be heard and their votes matter. So I urge you to continue to support Jackson. Continue to support Jackson, whether you live in Jackson or far from it. Amen. Continue to spend your dollars in Jackson. Encourage people to remain residents of Jackson. Encourage business development in Jackson and attend conferences in Jackson. Continue to be part of the process. Together we will make Jackson stronger, one city, one aim, one destiny. Then it says, below are some ways you can continue to support Jackson. And after the election, as we knew who our new mayor would be, I congratulated our new mayor, and I shouted out to Attorney Chokwe and Antar Lumumba that he ran a awesome campaign and continue his great work being the people's advocate. You know, continue doing the work. You know, I mean, and no one needs to tell him that. That's evident of he and his sister. They will continue. And those of us that support, and those that maybe not supported our late mayor, but I don't see why not, because the late mayor, he did so much in such a short time. It was just amazing. And it's just wow! I'm just speechless. That was a very touching letter. I'm not through reading it because there's more information. But I just wanted to say that's what I tweeted out and congratulated Tony Yarber, and also, you know, encouraged Attorney Chokwe and his family, his wife, and his continue the good work, and those of us. I've been a longtime supporter of his father's movements, and throughout the years, watched how he is there for his father, helping him and running things with his father. Because my mother, I said, Mom, you know, I've been mentioning to you how his son has been running things, like, and she was like, yeah, you sure have mentioned that to me. But it's just amazing that they're doing their thing and they're encouraging us to continue on. And it takes all of us. Jackson's blessed to have two young men in their 30s to be running Vine to lead the city of Jackson. And big shout out to the other 11, right? The other 11 candidates. We had 13 candidates that ran, and good people. And big shout out to everyone who took time out to campaign and vie for that position as the mayor of the city of Jackson. But it's all about us working together and bringing Jackson forth, you know, and promoting our city and our state of the way it should be, and working with you guys as a city, states, and so on. But to continue on, because live streaming is stopping in a few seconds, below are some ways you can continue to support Jackson. One, the People's Assembly. Mayor Chokwe Lumumba co-founded the People's Assemblies to serve as a place for participatory citizen government. It is a place where residents discuss their issues, concerns, and propose solutions to city problems and inform city government on the proper actions to take. The assemblies are functional today in every ward in Jackson. Let your voice be heard. Join your local People's Assembly. Call 601-353-5566. 601-353-5566 for more information. Number two, Jackson Rising New Economies Conference. May the 2nd and 3rd. Feel like I might have to make some changes to my plans. There's so much going on this weekend. I look like I'm going to have to alter my plans a little bit to attend a conference. Maybe the 2nd. This conference will explore the possibility of making Jackson, Mississippi Center an example of economic democracy by building strong cooperatives and other forms of worker-owned enterprises and financial institutions that will create jobs with dignity. That is important. Stability, living wages, and quality benefits. The primary objective of the Jackson Rising New Economies Conference is to educate and mobilize the people of Jackson to meet the economic and sustainability needs of our community. In the process, we aim to expand the discussion about alternative economic models and systems and to confront the harsh economic realities confronting low-income and impoverished communities and all communities. And to learn more or to attend a conference, visit jacksonrising.wordpress.com. And then there's number three, the Mississippi Freedom Summer 2014, the Mississippi Freedom Summer 50th Anniversary Conference. We convene in Jackson, Mississippi, both to recognize the accomplishments of those who worked for changes to the politically segregated Mississippi and to discuss how to continue the struggle toward Mississippi reaching its full potential. My email popped. The Mississippi Freedom Summer 50th Anniversary Conference with Vienna and Jackson, Mississippi, both to recognize the accomplishments of those who worked for changes to the politically segregated Mississippi and to discuss how to continue the struggle toward Mississippi reaching its full potential for all of its citizens. Your support will continue to make life better for Mississippians and all Americans. For more information regarding that, go to freedom50.org. In Love and Towards Progress, Rakia Lumumba, daughter of Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, sister of Chokwe Anton Lumumba. Love plus the power of the people equals progress. A quote from Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. And Rakia Lumumba, I hope I pronounced her name right. Another world is not only possible. She is on her way. On a quiet day, I can hear her breathing. So another quote. So that is what the late mayor's daughter wanted us to know, and Chokwe Anton Lumumba's sister wanted us to know. So, wow. Whoa. So I'm I'm just looking at certain emails. So my cousin is just, let me be quiet. My other important person in my life just sent me that right there. I'm sure I have it. I just didn't see it. So that's why it's good to have those that you network with and listen to the show that keep me in the know. I get a lot of exclusive information and news and privileged information occasionally, but it's good to stay in the know regarding certain information also. And when she mentioned racially, not just racially also, I'm adding this, but across the political lines, because, of course, you guys know I'm an independent thinking, open-minded Republican, and I wholeheartedly supported the father of the mayor, and also I've had fantastic conversations with Tony Yarbrough when he and the late mayor were running for their city council offices, and I think he's going to do a great job as a mayor, you know, and Tony Yarbrough. But, you know, my guy was Chokwe Antar Lumumba. And, you know, but my guy is going to continue promoting and advocating what's right for the people. And I thought those two will be working a lot together, I'm quite sure. Chokwe being the late mayor's son and also being the advocate for the people. And also our mayor. And our mayor, it happens to be a pastor of his own church also. And so, blessings, you know, I'm just praying for blessings and for unity, like in her letter, in Rukia's letter. Just praying for good things and for progress and for us to collaborate and partner up with other cities and states and so on. I've been checking earlier today. I'm a political enthusiast. I've been like, okay, it's a lot of stuff going on in Rumlin. A lot of people are going to announce at the end of the year on a national level. This national politics is I'm on now. And so being a political enthusiast, excited and enthusiastic regarding local politics, but then also national politics, because soon campaign for the presidential election of 2016 will begin. So many, from Hillary Clinton to Jeb Bush to Rick Perry. You guys know I love Mr. Rick Perry. I know I love Mr. Hillary Clinton, too. I love the Clintons. And Jeb Bush, the Bushes, oh my God. But, you know, everybody has their pros and cons, their rights and wrongs about this, right? I know, right. But Rick Perry, I wholeheartedly support him. And he has not ruled out that he's going to announce that he might run. I'm wondering, though, will Rick Perry and Jeb Bush get on the same ticket? But you know what? So many people always talk about Chris Christie. But the talk that I've been hearing, when I was working the Mississippi GOP booth at that fair this past year, you want to know who names kept coming up? And then when I'm watching political shows on different networks, Ben Carson, you know, and you know Ben Carson has his own healthcare initiative. So I'm wondering, is Ben Carson interested in running for president? I was telling my mother the other day that, you know, vice presidents, they work a lot. Presidents work a lot, but presidents do a lot of public appearances, too. And Ben Carson, if he were to decide to get into politics, he probably would be good as a vice president. And I'm not playing a race card, not because of race. Because he probably would be good overall as a president. But to focus on his health care situation, of course, the vice president, you know, he have other things to focus on also. But to really focus on that health care initiative that he has, I think would be a good thing. This is me talking. The show is about to run out of time, and I want to talk about some other things, but that's been a hot topic here regarding we have a new mayor, and we're believing and thinking and praying for good things and positivity to happen and to continue. Chokwe and the other candidates will continue to work, and those of us that are citizens and those of you that love Jackson, we're going to continue trying to improve and work on Jackson, right. But Rick Perry's been in the news a lot also, but he's not really not running for president. But, of course, he must do his governor duties, but he's been in the news a lot too. There's been some crazy stuff going on. But there's a small business expo that's happening next month in Dallas, so that should be cool. It kicked off in Chicago on the 24th. So that should be cool. But I was checking out a report, an article from Dallas Morning News, and another article from another publication. And I shared it on Twitter and on Pinterest and on Facebook that Texas income is going up and the cost of living is going down. So that's a good thing. And my thing is, you know, some people, you know, would say, well, Rick Perry's always talking about the, you know, job creation and the jobs that he make available in the state. But some people say, well, those be low-paying jobs. They're saying that the wages are going up and the cost of living is going down. So cost of living is very, very important. You know, if you have a little or a lot, you want your cost of living to be at a good level, not sky high where you can't eat or can't put clothes on your back or don't have shelter and so on. So that's what the country needs, a president that can help higher rate, create more jobs, support entrepreneurs, small businesses, and corporations. Same time, you know, create jobs of all levels and different wages, but then also of improved wages and keep the cost of living at a realistic level, at a human level, you know, where people can really live. The cost of living, living a life, living daily lives, healthy lives, that's important. We need a president like that. You know, anybody vying for to be our next president, you need to put that into consideration also, you know, when it comes to wages and supporting entrepreneurs and small business owners. One thing, you know, the president, he's a big supporter in small businesses and entrepreneurs, and that's a good thing also. But our next president definitely needs to have a, you know, really have experience in that. And also what's good about Rick Perry is that he has experience with Homeland Security and protecting our borders. Also, and that's one thing that Jeb Bush has experience with also, you know, being former governor of the state of Florida, also dealing with economic issues and also protecting the borders and understanding the issues that come around with that we must deal with controlling borders and also dealing with immigration laws. John Boehner was on I sent a clip this morning of John Boehner mocking how Republicans approach the issue of immigration laws. If you guys haven't seen that, you should check that out most definitely. But almost time, about to run out of time. Excuse me. My throat's still itching or something. Next broadcast schedule is for Monday morning. Might do a broadcast on Sunday, but my next show is scheduled for Monday, and we'll talk about how to maintain healthy skin, and healthy skin is important to men, women, kids, and all, right? So we'll talk about how to maintain healthy skin and also continue talking about other health topics that we've been talking about, like juices and smoothies and proper exercise. Like, what are some of the proper attire that we should wear when we're exercising at the gym or and at home? At home, some of us might think, well, we just throw something on. But what's the proper exercise attire for when we're doing at-home exercises and when we go to the gym and work out? So we should talk about that also. So big shout out to I Am Time Mock also. He's in Chicago at Comic Con. So I have so many friends in Chicago, you know, friends that from real life and friends that I network with on the internet. And so a lot of my friends love Comic Con, loved The Last Dragon. So you go if you didn't know about Comic Con in Chicago, you better check it out. So it was Saturday, and it's going to be Sunday. And visit his fan page and tweet him on Twitter to get more information. Visit his website at IamTaimaak, IamTaimaak. Did I spell it right? .com. I'm thinking about it because Taimaak, he despises when people say his name wrong. But, you know, I know how to say his name.